step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cups. Here's to this moment, it will never happen again.
This is Offstage and On Air performance number 401. I am Lisa Sheps. I'm joined by my co-host, Nicole Shiro. I was going to say Nick Squared, but we have no Nick Squared.
No Nick Squared.
You're listening to us on KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby, also 91.7 FM, and we stream this puppy live on KOOP.org.
Hurry, hurry, step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cup. Step right up. Feast your eyes on the wonders of this world. Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello! Sitting all alone like that? You happen to catch my eye? Would you like to buy a girl a drink?
Sorry.
Ah, goodbye.
Hello.
Hello. Table 4 is calling number 9. How are you, mister?
I'm good, fine.
Sitting all alone like that? You happen to catch my eye. Would you like to...
It is Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. This is our first week of our spring membership drive, ladies and gentlemen. And also on the show today, we have the Crank Collective and their show Prohibition. And the Vortex will be with us later on in their show Closer Up. And as I said, it is spring membership drive, but we're also going to have a lively discussion of the world of theater in Austin, Chicago, New York, Memphis, Tennessee, and Hoboken, New Jersey. Don't go away. Okay, I'm so not in control today.
That happens sometimes.
What the heck is going on?
Yeah, you know.
Not totally not in control today.
It's February crazy.
So I don't know if you noticed that little ditty that I played.
Tell us about that ditty, Lisa.
Well, it's from Cabaret, actually. and it's telephone. And so all of our things today have to do with telephone. Why telephones?
Why? Because folks can call in today to become members.
Right, 512-472-5772. And we are thrilled to have with us in the studio...
The one.
Co-co-host... Co-co-co-co-host extraordinaire, Mr. Tracy Schultz. Hi, Tracy.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. It's a real pleasure to be here.
You know, we've always considered you part of the family.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yes,
sweet.
You were my training wheels in... when I was left alone here in the studio for
That's
a long
right.
time.
And you are my wind beneath my wings. But let's tell folks why Tracy's here right now.
Yeah, it's our membership drive. We do this 2 times a year. It's our chance to ask our listenership to help contribute to the station they've come to enjoy. 92% of all of our funding comes from folks that are like you right now that is listening to us speak through these things that we call microphones and speakers. You can be a part of a contribution to the content that you hear on the radio by giving us a call at 512-472-5667.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to throw this out. So we have lots of levels of membership here.
Yes.
But we have one level that we like a lot, and that's it's not a level, actually. One type of giver here, it's called the sustainer, and that's someone that takes money out of their credit card every month automatically. And I have a special offer this hour for someone at the...
Special offer!
That's our famous jingle. You want to hear it again? Let me cue it up. Here it is.
Special offer.
So we have our special offer. We have a very dear friend and friend of the show that's listening, even listening right now. Her name is Maureen McLean. She has a group called the Therapy Sisters and Las Gabachachas. So if you ever get a chance to hear them sing, you're going to want to have them sing.
Yeah.
But she said to me, I have something that I want to give to one of your listeners that gives at a special level. I have a pristine copy of Stephen Sondheim's Finishing the Hat.
Great book.
And it's sitting right here in our studio. And so if somebody calls in at the $20 a month or more level, we will throw that book in.
And wow. And I have to say... I know we ask you, but we ourselves are members, and I made sure that I put my little money
Nicole
in the
went
pot
on.
Over there. I said, I can't ask people to do it if I can't do it myself. I love the station.
And we do talk about the lot. Most of our volunteers here are indeed also financial contributors.
Isn't that awesome?
So what I do want to tell folks before we go on, what they will not hear when they call in.
What will you not hear?
Here's what you will not hear.
Sorry, he's in a special board meeting.
Can't put you through now.
You'll have to leave a message.
It's an emergency session.
He can't be disturbed. I'm sorry.
You'll have to leave a message.
They're in conference.
You'll have to leave a message.
Yeah, they will not hear that when they call. 512-472-5667. So that's important. So
it is important.
What else you got there, Tracy? Well, anything else you want to talk about before we jump into the show?
Some folks may be listening at their cubicle, at their office. You can also go online to koop.org. There's a donate now button. Feel free to press that as many times as you wish.
Right, and when you do, make sure you prairie dog. That's our special prairie dog jingle. So make sure you prairie dog.
I didn't know we had a jingle.
Oh, the thing.
You just did it. Make sure you prairie dog. Bum, 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 bum. She gets the other one. But the simple one she can't do.
No, that one was, I was like, woo, that went over my head. Okay.
So yeah, so offstage on air, I mean, koop.org, big blue donate now button. Oh, so yeah. Let's introduce who's with us here in the studio.
It
is a party in here. It's always a party in here. We have Miss Melissa Vogt here.
Hello. So nice to be here.
And we have Andrew Goldenhirsch. Hi, Andrew.
Hey there.
Okay, now this is where we test out the microphone to see if it works. This is going to be very, very, very exciting.
The cabaret mic.
We have Phil Rodriguez.
Right here. Microphone working.
Say that again.
Right here, microphone working. Perfect.
Perfect. We have Josh Meindertzma. And then
hello.
I don't really know who this person is, but he looks a lot like John Cecil.
Hello, I look like John Cecil.
You do.
You do.
You do.
A lot.
Looks can be deceiving, though.
Yep. This is true. So let's see. So just a reminder, we have no backstage this week.
No backstage.
Nor backstage next week because our phone in our studio 2 is being used by our... Membership Drive answers.
It's so that you can call 512-472-5667.
Yeah,
and
you can do
why.
That if you want to. The weather's beautiful.
Oh my gosh. I have to tell you, it was funny to see all the weathermen very excited going, the highest since February ever on record. I'm like, these weathermen are very excited about
They're
the
very
weather
excited.
Right
but
now.
But let me give you the actual official National Weather Service.
Please.
Hold on, just I'm going to look it up.
Please.
It's not here. It's not this page. Oh, here it is. That's our official National Weather Service sound
Dude,
effect.
We are so official today.
Let's try
so
that again.
Levels.
Let me look up the National Weather Service. Okay, it's officially beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Yep, that's what it is.
But it's February. Come on, it's February.
I know. I'm not happy about this, Melissa.
No, I'm not either.
But let's be very clear. There is no such thing as global warming.
No, not at all.
Okay,
and
it doesn't
I'll say,
exist.
As a visitor, I love this warm weather. So I can go take a dip in the lake and stuff.
It's great. It's great. I love dipping in the lake. I just love dipping. So,
better than smoking.
But I'm bummed. So here's something that I did not know, and that they've been very, they have not really advertised this that much on purpose. So as we know, New York Times, who is our main critic?
Isherwood Brantley.
Ben Brantley. And who's the secondary critic?
Isherwood?
No.
No. Who is it?
Nobody right now because Isherwood is no longer there.
Oh, when did he leave? I didn't see this.
He has been quietly either left or made redundant. We don't know. I don't know. So I actually heard a podcast and they were talking about how Charles Isherwood left. And so I did indeed look it up on the New York Times.
It's review.
He did. 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yep. Yep. So he is no longer. So he there's
well,
news.
He's somewhere. He's just no longer there.
Sorry, Chuck.
Unless there's some secret we don't know about.
That's true. True. True enough. I thought
on vacation.
No, he's gone. He's gone. No more. Some of the rumors has it that he left because he was unhappy that he did not get any of the cush overseas stuff that Ben Brantley gets, but I'm
Michael Riedel's?
I don't think he was I did not. I think I think Michael Riedel. There was something in something, but I didn't read it.
Man, I wish Nick Squared was here today.
Nick Squared knows everything.
He would have known and given us the whole inside scoop.
Yeah. So, well, we'll get it next week from him. But I
darn him for celebrating the Texas medal.
But I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Josh.
Can Nick call in? And
he could.
Maybe
don't. Yes, Nick should give to the station. But yeah, that's sort of sad.
That's a bummer. And you know why he's gone? Because you're about to get a phone call.
Because you think so much.
Yeah, I
it's
think Brantley
easy.
Was like,
if
I want
I
my partner
critic,
in crime.
I just don't like anything.
Chef.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
It's
I'm
going to
get it. Yeah, Ben Brantley.
Could be.
Who knows? There's something to New York Times. Blah, 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 Tammy Grimes, Soto. I have it all. All right, so the other thing I want to talk about is Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, yeah, I saw her make the announcement live on the Today Show.
How cool is that? Sarah Bareilles is taking over from Jesse Mueller
and
Waitress.
I think it's cool, but...
Oh, that's so awesome. I love her so much.
I think it's kind of lame at the same time, to be honest with you.
Why do you think it's lame?
I don't know.
I think you're all alone in this opinion.
I love Sarah Bareilles. I loved her before she did Waitress, but then I was kind of like, I guess the way they made it out, and then she was like, it's me, and I was like... Yeah, that
no, I think
don't
it's
know.
Great. Well, this is
I
her,
think it was the way the announcement was
this
done
is her
that
first
I was
theater
kinda
stint.
Like,
so
yeah,
she's,
well, I'll just have my own little party over
music.
Here. Fine. Yay.
So, okay, so here's the quiz. So what other pop stars appeared in Broadway shows?
Sting.
Sting. Barry Do you remember Manilow. The name of the show?
The Last Ship.
Okay.
Was it Barry Manilow?
Nope, wrong. And, well, he may have, but I don't know about it. Okay. This is one we talked about, I think, last week.
The Spice Girls in there.
Boy George.
Oh, he was, yeah, he did Taboo.
He did Taboo. And then
came
the
in
other
for,
one.
Like, one crazy night.
The other one Scary you'll Spice. Know. What? In the under the microphone there.
Scary Spice. She's in Cabaret.
Yeah, Mel B, but she's talking about what you wrote.
Composer.
Like,
so if you wrote
the show and then we're in the show.
Y'all can lift that microphone up so it's actually
Lauper
closer to you.
Did Cyndi Lauper do one night of Kinky Boots or stand
I don't
in?
Think so.
I thought she stood in and did a concert.
No, because she definitely
would have
been on this list. But Billy Joe Armstrong.
How about Randy Newman?
Oh, that's right.
Faust.
I don't think he was. I don't know. Okay. Don't know. It wasn't in this article.
Okay.
It's not in this article. Wrong answer. Of course, this did come from fake news. This is the New York Times.
Oh,
so this is all fake. So before I go any further, I guess I should say that the opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of the stations, the board of directors, or the employees. They're simply my rantings and ravings. Because we are going to get a little political very shortly.
We are?
Just saying.
Okay.
Well, where's my political jingle?
Political.
That's the weather. That's the weather one.
I gave it to you. Political.
Okay. I like it.
Oh my.
It's political.
Can I just wish a warm 90th birthday to my good friend and mentor Sidney Poitier, who turned 90 on February 20th?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There, nice. That just sort of came out of the blue, but I like it.
Good
I love
friends.
It.
We're very good friends.
Who isn't? So, did you sing him the song?
I sang him a song, but...
To Sir with Love, which was also... They sang that on Saturday Night Live after the inauguration. But we'll get into that in a second. tomorrow, we have an auspicious...
The sun will come out.
Tomorrow, we have an auspicious... It's not really auspicious. It's a great occasion tomorrow night.
Nick was excited about this too.
Sunday in the Park?
Yeah, George, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Which won't be a Tony, not in contention for a Tony.
No, they opt to take themselves out.
They
is
took themselves
the
out,
yeah.
And then also Glenn Close, I don't believe, is in contention for a Tony either.
Sunset Boulevard, really?
Sunset Boulevard.
Wow.
But I don't think they took themselves out.
No, they didn't.
These guys actually
took themselves
said,
out.
No, thank you.
I'm taking you out, they said.
That's what they said. We
That's
haven't
right.
had step in time in a while.
That's right, matey.
Ah.
All right, so let's take a quick break and take care of some business here.
Oh, yeah, it is membership drive. And if
it
you
is.
Appreciate this yeah. lively banter.
Tracy's going, why am I here? No.
So if you're
yes,
enjoying what
do.
You're hearing,
be like Liz.
Trust me,
be like
but
Liz.
Be like Liz anyway.
Yeah, Liz is cool.
There's nobody that don't like, who here by show of hands likes Liz? That's everybody.
Trust me. This is the boss.
That's everybody. 512-472-5667 or KOP.org. You should just do it.
Yeah.
Do it till you're satisfied, whatever it is.
Do
it.
Yeah.
Do it till you're satisfied.
Do it. Do it. 512-472-5667.
Sorry, he's in a special board meeting.
Can't put you through now.
You'll have to leave a message.
It's an emergency session.
He can't be disturbed. I'm sorry.
You'll have to leave a message.
They're in conference.
You'll have to leave a message.
You will not hear that when you call us. So, Randy Rainbow.
Oh my gosh, Alternative Facts has not left my head. I've been singing it all week. I have shared the world of Randy Rainbow. I'm like, all right, that little Randy.
Well, he put out a new one today.
Yes.
It's a Book of Mormon song.
Yes.
You're making things up against Donald. I have a little taste of it that I want to play for everybody. I couldn't play a lot of it because it wouldn't go over the air. I'd have to bleep it out too much. But you'll just get an idea. Here's Randy Rainbow.
You're making things up again, Donald.
I own nothing in Russia.
You're making things up again, Donald.
The news is fake.
You're making things up
we
again,
had a very
Donald.
Smooth rollout of the travel ban.
You're making things up again, Donald.
Nobody mentions that Hillary received the questions to the debates.
Sweetie, get over it.
No good.
Yeah. So
his
that's,
videos are just. I mean, when you see him, oh my god, he's just.
That's
so
the end of it. It's actually a really funny one. There's a lot of stuff. It says, "Don't be like making things up against Donald. Don't be like Kellyanne Conway." So that's going to sort of tee off my political section that I want to talk about. But one of the things that I really sort of want to do, and I'm going to talk about Ground Floor Theater for a second.
Awesome.
Because I really wish my theater was up and running right now, because right now I would be doing
artivism,
some kind of artivism or an open mic, and not necessarily talking bad about Donald Trump, because that's not what I'm about. Mm-hmm. But what I am about is trying to protect all the policies and the things that he is pulling away from us. And by us, I mean all of us. It's not only immigrants and Muslims and LGBT folks and women and anybody that's not white male. We just really want to call people's attention to it. And the artist community really needs to step up. I would assume that the Vortex is stepping up along those lines.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did a Not My President's Day event on Monday where the Austin Academy of Burlesque came in and did a Bad Hombres and, you know, Nasty Women burlesque yep. with their students. It was wonderful.
And I know you also did... Oh, no, that was something else. That was a pro arts thing that did not have anything to do with political. Something a few weeks ago. I forgot what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, we're trying to also make space for all of these groups that need to come in and need space to do letter writing campaigns or gather together and just show support. So.
Yeah, I think we need to have sort of an open mic situation where it's always there, it's always on, where people can express how they feel through the arts about the stuff that's been, they're officially, that's now officially on the chopping block. We've talked about this, but the NEA and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is on the chopping block.
It makes me sick.
So what kills me, and this was introduced by his director of something, I don't know, one of the white men that used to be a big corporate person, but it is 0.01% of the federal budget goes to arts, and they think that's going to fix things. It makes me a little angry.
Yeah, it. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it something like the cost of keeping Melania and her son in New York is more than the whole budget that they're trying to do away with? It's something ridiculous.
It
like
is.
That.
Well, and let's not, we haven't even talked about that kind of cost, because a lot of those kinds of costs happened with other presidents. But this is a special case. I'm not denying that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's unprecedented that the First Lady is not staying in the White House.
In her defense, I mean, the Baron is still in school. They're not going to take him out. According to Trump, she's going to move in once the school year is over. I honestly don't have a problem with that. I have a lot more issues to be pissed off at him about.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just talking like pure money, pure like what we're spending our money on.
As a kid who was moved and ripped around, especially around at that age and moved a lot, I actually thought, you know what? That is thinking of the child and letting them go there. Now, if it goes beyond that, I'd be like, come on now, you tried.
Exactly.
But
waiting
I don't
and
have
see.
A problem with her staying and doing that for their kid. This kid didn't ask to be president. He didn't ask to be put in the middle of this.
I'm not sure anybody asked him to be president.
Please.
Wow. A few people did. Okay. They just shut the door to our the back door to our studio.
That's because the calls must be so crazy.
Well, the calls are coming.
They can't hear us. But what are they? Where are they calling? But
I beg your pardon?
512-472-5667.
I wasn't there. Anyway, so there was also an open letter that 65 writers and artists sent to President Trump to ask him to reconsider the ban, which, of course, he's doing another one.
Yeah, he just decided, we'll do an extra.
But people like, there's a long list of international, a lot of people I don't know, but Jonathan Franzen, Philip Roth, Stephen Sondheim, don't know who he is. Roseanne Cash.
Andre Bocelli.
And Andre Bocelli, the Los Tres Tenors. Mm-hmm. One of the things that they were worried about is one of the Oscar-nominated directors, Oscar Farhadi, was expecting to come in for the Oscars.
And he couldn't get it. Yeah.
Well, they don't know. I mean, it's all unknown right now, because right now it's sort of in a state of limbo.
I think he said no, he wasn't going to come even if they let him come in.
He's expecting that he will be unable to travel, and they announced that he will not attend. But that's more about not necessarily the physical thing of the ban, but more the uncertainty of whether he'd be able to make it or not.
Would you make it or not? And then once you're here, do you leave?
Well, if he lives in Iran, I think we let him out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
We don't want them.
You could bring them. They could be going on an extra little side trip before you get there. What do I know?
It's true.
It's just
a shame. And then there was another article in the New York Times, fake news, that it's headlined "Why Thornton Wilder Matters in the Trump Era." And they're talking about...
Oh, that's an interesting one.
There's a new production of The Skin of Our Teeth that's happening off-Broadway right now. And this I didn't realize. This is Thornton Wilder's show that is an allegory about the end of the world and things like that. Josh is nodding his head. Do you know it very well?
I saw it in college.
Did you? Okay, cool. I have not seen it nor read it, but I certainly know it. It premiered in 1942, directed by Elia Kazan, and starred Tallulah Bankhead and Frederick March.
Oh, God. How awesome.
How cool is that? And then it was revived in 1955 with Helen Hayes and Mary Martin.
Oh, my God. Another good one.
Yep. And then there was a Jose Quintero revival in 1975 when it fell flat. Did not do well. And so this is Theater for New Audiences doing it. It's in previews now at the Polinsky Shakespeare Center in Brooklyn. But this article went and talked to different artists about why it's apropos nowadays. And they talked to the artistic director of the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco, Carrie Perloff. And he says, this is one of the paragraphs that I really like. "All of us who are running theaters now are in this strange position of thinking, what is the appropriate response to the chaos and uncertainty of this moment? And how do you think about that theatrically?" And that's such an important statement about what we were talking about earlier.
Artivism.
Okay, crickets.
we agree in silence.
No sound effect for that.
But there's a bunch of nodding heads to that.
Yeah, nodding heads does not work on radio. But what they talk about is in the rehearsal process, and this is where, you know, unfortunately the greater community can't experience this, but when you're rehearsing these, and especially a show like The Skin of Our Teeth, where all these questions are coming up and you have to relate it back, and as you're developing your part, you're relating it back to your personal experience and what's going on right now, and all those questions come up during the rehearsal process, and it'd be a fascinating exercise to be able to like be a fly on the wall.
I was just about to say fly on the wall.
Yeah, and yeah. I said it first though.
You did. You know why? Because you're cool like that. That's why Ben Brantley is going to call you. You heard it here first, folks.
Oh my God. So Paula Vogel was also, she describes herself as a huge fanatic about Thornton Wilder. And she just says it's an extraordinary time to be producing this play because A, we're having extreme climate change because it's all about it's three acts taking place at different places. But one of the acts, I believe, is second act is after the flood. B, we're having floods. C, we're having refugees. And D, we're actually facing the extinction of animals on our planet.
Interesting.
So it's all very... And he wrote this right after World War II. So we were thinking about the annihilation of the world right after World War II, because that was right. After the Manhattan Project.
It's kind of hard not to after World War II.
Well, but this was the era of
Big war. If you don't think that after living through World War II,
well, but this is where the A bomb came in, and this was so we had the end of World War II, which brought in the beginning of the Cold War, and this feeling of those of us of a certain age remember. Always thinking that we get under our desk to protect ourselves from the atom bomb.
Let's say you practice going under your desk. Yeah I know. Because you know that desk. Did you take one home with
you? But did it make you feel secure? Did it make you feel secure?
It did. I felt enveloped in security. So the last little political thing I'll talk about, but it's on a happy note, it's Hillary Clinton is going to see so many shows.
Oh my God, she's like at the theater once a week.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's in there's
what she just go see now?
I don't know. She just
she was there last week.
Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, she's now went to Sunset. Yeah, she's been there like once a week, man.
But she has always gone. So they talk about in 2003, she went to Avenue Q, South Pacific, The Last Ship, Henry IV, You Can't Take It With You, The King and I, An American Paris, and the audience.
What about Spamalot?
And Spamalot.
I'm going to write her and be like, did you miss Spamalot? Did you
study? I need one Spamalot reference.
Okay. Did you study? Did you study for this?
Spamalot. Anyway, so that's it. I think it's The Color Purple. She went to see that too.
Yeah, she went, didn't she?
And here is a lovely photograph of Hillary and, oh God, what's that guy's name? I forgot. Mark McKinnon, I think.
Kate McKinnon.
Mark McKinnon.
But she was at dinner again with Kate.
Manuel Miranda.
I can see.
Yeah, she was just at dinner with Kate again three or four days.
Who, by the way, Lin-Manuel Miranda, up for an Oscar for his song from
Moana.
And if he gets it, it's an EGOT.
Crazy, right?
He won't get it, though.
Are we on Oscar talk? Can we do...
Would you want to do a quick...
just what you guys thought about Fences. Have you guys seen Fences?
Yes. So, you obviously, Josh, do not listen to our show. We talked about...
I've probably been in rehearsal for my show.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was wonderful, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I just wonder if the voters will give him any recognition.
Because he didn't...
It was just straight up...
I think they should give him recognition as director, but he didn't get great notices as a director for it.
No,
did you see
that there was an article in
I thought he did a great
page
job.
Six yesterday... One of the voters spoke anonymously.
Yeah.
And did you see that? And she and I was so insulted and wanted to throw my iTouch across the wall.
What did they say?
Fences, it's just like the play. Why does it deserve anything? And I'm like, oh, honey, you missed the whole point. It's a movie. And if you can feel what you feel in a play in a movie... Hello!
And they say that Denzel gave that same performance before.
I was so insulted. I was so angry.
And she's a voter. So we have to take a little break. We could talk about this forever. This is a phone talk from a play
Are you
called...
Phone Talk?
What's called Phone Talk?
I know it is. Never mind.
We'll be back.
Absurd, but all the same, it's been burning up the telephone.
We are back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air with Lisa Sheps and Nicole Shiro. Nick squared minus one.
Nick squared. Solo. Oh, Tracy was doing Nick squared.
Nick squared minus one.
Nick squared minus one.
Well, we have some folks to thank, don't we, Tracy Schultz?
Yeah.
Before we do, let's give them the telephone number.
Oh, yes. Our phone number is 512.
We're feeling some love today.
We'd be happy to take your call. We have operators right now at 512-472-5667.
Yep. That's it.
Cool
so now
stuff.
we're gonna go. We're gonna switch gears here. We're gonna talk to our friends at the Crank Collective and talk about their show about prohibition. I don't normally like to prohibit anything on this show.
Well, it's funny you mention that because there is a lot of prohibition in this show. And you wanted to talk politics 100 years ago, 1917. This is a very political show.
The
dispute was temperance, and they were talking about mass deportations of Germans, and they were talking about voter fraud. All that political stuff.
I was like, pretty much almost the same stuff.
And also women actually being able to vote, too.
There was women suffrage. They were in favor of prohibition,
unfortunately,
too.
Everything comes around, goes around.
Yeah.
Over and over. Sideways.
Over and over and over
again.
What
a wonderful carousel life is.
It's the Department of Redundancy Department. So one of the things we love about Crank Crank Corrective.
Crank Corrective.
Crank Corrective. Do you love Crank Corrective?
I love Baba Wawa.
You do?
You do a lot of historical stuff. You had the whole Texas program. This, I'm guessing, is not the Texas program.
Actually, it is. This is about...
Like I said, this is part of the Texas program.
This is about prohibition here in Travis County, the local option.
Ah.
So right before they voted nationally for prohibition, there was a battle for it between the wets and the dries right here in Texas. Yes. And there were a lot of strange bedfellows on the side of the dries, including the suffragettes, including the KKK, including the Methodists.
Wait, the suffragettes were for booze?
They were...
Because the temperance the temperance movement nationally was women-dominated, mostly.
Right. The suffragettes were actually on the side of prohibition. They were against the booze.
Yes. Okay, so we're saying the same thing.
Right.
Only and I'm saying it better.
But are you?
Now we are.
But are you?
So there was a lot of strange amalgamations of groups, and in this show we are on the eve of World War I, and so that increased the anti-German sentiment. And of course, the Germans were the brewers and the pub owners here in the area.
Oh, of course, because we had a very large German population down
here. Very big, yes. So that's right before they started banning German language and things like that. So that's all rolled into the show called Prohibition.
Wow. And so we know we have Josh and Phil in this. Who else is in it?
Megan Ortiz.
Kirk Kelso.
Emily Villarreal.
Joseph Quintana. Dara Hossenkamp.
Oh, you blew it, Josh.
Kirk Kelso. I thought you were going to do it. And we have dancers.
Yes.
Josh looks like he's doing a one-man comedy show every time he slides into the cabaret mic. I really do wish we had the video feed going today.
You mentioned Heath Allen first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Good.
Well, so it's cool. It's a great cast.
And you're doing Dara Hoffenschneider.
Yes. Yeah. Is she also in it?
She's also in it.
She hasn't come yet.
I just had to do the program today, so I'm like imagining all the names alphabetically.
There you go. And our music is live, as it always is.
Live music, yes. Five pieces this time.
Five, really?
What's the,
living on the edge, John?
We've added the famous Paul Klemperer. He's playing clarinet and tenor sax.
Oh.
And six if you count the ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hey, I need to take a quick tangent, and then we're going to get right back to your conversation. Andrew, right?
Yes.
Can you please choose a number between 2 and 52?
Okay.
That's not a number.
It's not?
2 and 52.
Say it out loud?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, let's do 17.
Not 17.
Choose a different one.
Bad one.
I know, it's not fair.
Trick question.
You don't want 17.
It's not fair.
This is the weirdest magic trick I've ever presented.
It's not fair, not 17.
Not 17.
Not 17.
34? 34.
34
is good. Yeah,
okay.
I think 34.
We can do 34. Okay, so
not 26 or 27. Numbers.
So let's hear more about Prohibition.
Okay, well, we're not gonna do our song yet.
You want to do it? Let's do the song.
I'd love to. Yes.
All right. So we're gonna do a song.
We're gonna ask for your help in the middle of this.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You're gonna be one of our characters.
Okay, you're just gonna point to me, and
you're gonna play Francis Morris. Now, Milton Morris was the head of the Austin Travis County Anti-Saloon League. His niece was a big member of the Women's Christian Temperance Union.
Francis.
Yes, Francis. And she was having a thing with Eddie Schmidt, who's the son of a brewer.
That's
a
me.
A German brewer.
I'm Eddie Schmidt.
Josh.
Yeah.
Schmidt, of course, you would think.
And my real name is Meindertzma, too, so that's
it's
also
true. So there you go.
So in this scene, we've got Church Guy, played by Phil, and he also plays Preston Webb, who's a big orator.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Order and the most costume changes ever in any of your shows, actually.
In any show.
any show in the world.
Yes, in any
All right.
World.
Well, wonderful. Well, let's listen to John Cecil, Josh Meindertzma, and Phil Rodriguez do a number from Crank Collective's production of Prohibition. And also, I should say, Lisa Sheps is part of this.
Everybody's crazy about something.
Crazy.
Something making bark at the moon.
Moon.
Everybody's crazy about something anyhow.
I am crazy about you.
Everybody's crazy about something.
Crazy.
Something make him losing a screw.
Screw.
Everybody's crazy about something anyhow.
I am crazy about you. You got something I adore.
Wah, wah, wah.
You got something I want more.
Wah, wah, wah.
You got something that will make me cry. Turn me into a raving maniac.
Oh, everybody's crazy about something.
Crazy.
Something making bark at the moon.
Moon.
Everybody's crazy about something anyhow.
I am crazy about you.
Eddie, I can only speak to you as a potential convert to the temperance movement. Nothing more. Now, I think you should go.
Oh, I'm going. I'm going crazy for you.
Everybody's crazy about something.
Crazy.
Something make him act in a loon.
Loon.
Everybody's crazy about something anyhow.
I am crazy about you.
Crazy about you.
Oh, that was excellent.
That was
I like the person that did the dialogue in the middle.
Wow.
So that was my favorite part.
I think we have an understudy.
Perfect. That's an awesome song. Well, we asked Andrew to choose a number between 1 and or 2 and 52. What did you choose, Andrew?
I think we ended up at 34.
34. Let's see what it is.
Okay.
Hi, this is Sandra Bernhardt, and you're listening to Offstage on the Air on KOOP Hornsby, Austin.
Sandra Bernhardt, good choice.
No, we haven't heard her in a while.
That was excellent.
Cool.
Yeah, that was a good choice. Yeah, 17, we hear every is the one.
Yeah, everybody chooses 17.
Chooses.
Oh, bizarre.
It's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah, why did you choose 17? I'm going
to
start
asking
people.
Well, no, stop. We have to keep... I know it's really interesting discussion, but we're gonna stay with that because
we're... It was a very good year.
We're about to run out of time, but that was a great song. We have... you have a lot of songs in the show, right?
We got 9 of them.
9 of them.
9 of them.
And that was just one.
That was one of them.
That's good. Well, it's fun.
I love when you come in and play.
We love... Your music is always so much fun. It's got a great vibe to it, and it makes me want to see it. And I love to come and see your show. So when do you open?
Well, please come see it, everybody. We're gonna be at Doherty Arts Center tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday night, and then the next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay,
Eight o'clock.
And where can folks go to get more information?
I would go to texshows.com, which is TEXSHOWS.
Thank you for spelling it. Well, thank you guys so much for coming. I know you guys got to rush off and go to a rehearsal and junk like that.
And stuff.
I'm here on vacation.
But we'll see you on the next one. Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, that was John Cecil, Josh Mindertzman, Phil Rodriguez of Crank Collectin's production of Prohibition at the Doherty Arts Center, February 23rd through March 4th. For more information, texshows.com, and we'll be right back.
Fill your glasses high.
We are back. You're listening to Offstage and on the Air. It was just a noisy cacophony.
Dude, that was like a parade before a game.
I had to put on my big girl voice. That was not easy.
You did a good job.
I did. Let's get this over to Tracy Schultz, and let's talk about the membership drive.
Yes, it is membership drive. That was lovely, extremely lovely to have live music right here in the studio
lovely.
And to see it's like that little interaction there. Let us know like what you think about that.
To become a member of Co-op Radio, celebrating 22 years of driving Austin Batty. I love it!
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Diana.
Hello?
Nothing, just baking cookies. No, I wasn't afraid. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Don't know really why I played that, but it just seemed like a lot of fun.
Like you played it because it's funny, and we were all in here giggling.
It was, it's sort of the Charlie Brown teacher, but not really.
It's so cool. It makes someone want to become a member.
It does. So five. Well, what's the number, Tracy?
Oh, it's 512-472-5667.
Okay, well, here representing the Vortex is Melissa Vogt. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
We love having you on the show.
Oh, I love it.
A gorgeous necklace.
Oh, thank you.
Talk about shiny. It's like,
yeah, right?
And we have Andrew Goldenhurst, our number chooser.
Indeed.
You did a great job. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, you got it.
You're a magician of sorts.
Indeed.
You're a magician.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
That's what I do.
You do magic.
Of sorts, yeah.
So tell us. So this is a show at the Vortex, right?
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, opening well, thank you for being on the
night.
Show.
Yeah. This has been great. Glad we had this talk.
Yeah. It's called Closer Up.
Yes.
So I'm going to take a guess. I have read nothing about the show. I have not read this press release that's in my hand.
You did
you
not?
You do close-up magic.
Indeed.
Okay, thank you for being on the show.
That's part of it. My roots are in close-up magic. Uh-huh. I also, I do stage and parlor and other things, but I really dig the
intimate stuff. Define the difference between those two.
Good question. You know, close-up magic is designed to be done just right in front of people.
Sort of says often, it right there in the title.
Well, true. Mm-hmm. One-on-one. You know, there are many styles of magic. There's, you know, grand illusion stuff with the big boxes on stage and things like that.
Which, like Home Depot.
Indeed. Exactly, like Home Depot. And, you know, I love that stuff, but when I first started magic, it was close-up that really drew me in. And even when I do larger stages and larger audiences, you know, my material is still kind of informed by my close-up sensibilities.
Right. So, I do think that the close-up, I don't really want to judge, but I think there's a level of skill that you have doing close-up magic that perhaps isn't necessarily as needed in the larger stuff. You need showmanship to do the larger stuff.
Right.
But that you need a lot of skill because your audience is pretty close up.
Absolutely. They're very close up. Also, you're directly interacting with them, you know, in a very different way than an illusionist does on stage. So, yeah, you've got to be able to jazz with it. You've got to be able to improvise.
So tell us about the show at the Vortex. Is it just a series of close-up magic tricks, or is it?
Nope. It's, you know, it's a
comedy. You seem to be on the fence about this.
No, it's...
That was funny.
There is definitely... there will be some close-up things, but, uh-huh. You know, it's around, I believe 80 seats in the theater, so it's still pretty intimate.
I think it's 79 and a half.
True.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
They're getting that one fixed. But close-up.
Working on it.
Exactly. If they donate. So... Right now, you know, it's a combination of lots of things. I do some larger things, but, you know, closer up is also referring to the fact that in a long-form theater show, uh-huh. You can get a little more in-depth.
Yep.
And, you know, for me, my favorite magicians over the years have been ones that really express themselves through the magic. And it's, you know, it's more than just a series of tricks. It's getting to know somebody. And, you know, there are other things that come into my background. I will be playing a little bit of music because
lovely.
That's big part of my... Yeah.
Well, that's actually one of the things I was going to ask you. What is your style that sets you apart from other magicians?
That's a good question. You know, it's hard to describe it myself, but what I've been told many times is that, you know, I very much kind of follow my own instincts, my own... I believe in being authentic, even as a magician. And there's, you know, obviously...
That's crazy. That is crazy
talk.
Yeah,
but believe it or not, yeah, even through, you know, using the art of deception, which... and honestly, I think of it more as brain hacking. You know, I'm going to give... Ideally, we give people experiences that, you know, mess with your mind
absolutely
a little bit.
And Melissa, you've seen the show so far. Yeah.
I have not seen this particular show, but I've seen Andrew perform, mm-hmm. And it really is mind-blowing. What he does and what happens and appears right in front of you, you just don't see the trick. It's like true magic. There's no allusion to it. It's just he's magical and such a joy to watch. And he's so fabulous. So,
is there a particular trick that stands out to you? Something you remember that he's done?
No spoilers.
No, I don't want to spoil the show.
Oh, I know. But you can make reference to something.
Did he ask you to pick a card? Any card?
No. There was some
not a single card trick in the show.
No, there's some coinage. Some gigantic coinage that I am particularly
lovely gigantic coinage.
Yes.
So can you do that thing where you do this with the coins, then roll them across your knuckles?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Oh, I could teach you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I could. Absolutely.
I am a juggler. I was reminded because this show is about me, so I'll just pivot right to myself. I was at a family event yesterday. And somebody from my childhood, my teen years, came to me. I haven't seen him since the mid-70s. And he said, you know what? I think about you all the time. You taught me how to juggle.
And you were like, wow. I did.
Well, no, I was a professional juggler and fire eater my senior year in high school.
I didn't know.
That's true.
I knew you juggled, but I didn't know about fire.
Well, I did a show that I played a jester and I had to juggle and eat fire.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, I used to do both of those things.
Did you?
As a matter of fact.
Okay.
Juggling kind of brought me back into magic.
Uh-huh.
And
Well, they're very similar with regards to the dexterity that you need with your hands.
Absolutely.
And timing.
Yes. Timing is huge.
Because you know what the most important thing about a comedian?
What?
Timing! Yeah. Andrew's got
well
me.
Well played.
Here once a week.
Cool. We're almost out of time. Out of time. Tell us when the show is happening.
We're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8 o'clock. at the Vortex.
Uh-huh. Three nights only.
Three nights only.
If you're an Austin lover of magic, you only have three nights to see this fabulous show.
And it sounds fantastic. And I do. I love, love. I'm a big aficionado of magic.
Yes. Terrific.
Well, great. Thank you guys for being on the show.
You got it.
Yeah,
as short and as sweet as it was.
It was a good time.
We even got rid of a segment. That was Andrew Goldenhirsch and Bonnie Vogt. It said Bonnie Vogt.
Bonnie Vogt.
Melissa Vogt. It said Bonnie, and I'm trying to do the like, changeover in my head. Vortex's production of Closer Up, the 23rd through the 25th. More information, vortexrep.org. We'll be right back.
Show me the magic.
We're done for the day. Again, there's no backstage today. Austin Modern News is next. You can find us on iTunes.
The Stitcher.
The Stitcher. The iHeartRadio. The TuneIn. The
Radio Free America.
Radio Free anybody.
And best way, offstageonair.com. Just enter your email in the little button, and Lisa and Nick Square, bow, we arrive. Your mailbox.
We do arrive.
Shazam.
And so we're going to go out. I forgot the song that I have here for the end.
It's a good one.
It'll be a surprise to all of us.
But it's so good.
See you next week, everybody.
Hi.